Renegades Lawn Care, this is Liz.
Liz, it's Amy.
Hi, Miss Amy.
How are you, beautiful?
Okay, you're not going to like what I have to say.
Oh, man, what's that?
You know that Miss Trish lady that that's supposed to oversee my account?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't like her as much as you do.
What
she
happened?
She confused the hell out of me mm-hmm. with talking to me.
Okay.
And she's like, well, did they explain this to you and that now you have to have another review done by one of your clients so that it'll activate your account? And did they explain all this? Like, she totally confused me on the whole thing to where I'm like,
oh, no.
Did I just make a mistake?
Oh, no. No, no,
like,
no.
Like, this
okay.
is, see, this is where I had told Danny, and I thought I might have told you. I don't like feeling like I'm getting confused or I'm being misled.
Absolutely.
Because I already had that happen with
yes.
Angie's leads. I was already hesitant. I'm, like, so hesitant right now. I'm wanting to pull because she didn't know that I filled out the application.
Mm-hmm.
She had to look. She should have already did her job prior to calling me.
Right.
I already had it filled out.
I agree.
So I'm not comfortable with her at
okay.
all.
Okay. Okay. That's not a problem.
And I don't like to be this way, but I'm getting that feeling like I did with Angie's leads and I'm bringing it to your attention. I don't feel comfortable
it.
With her. And she totally threw me off. So I'm like, okay. So I talked to my wife because she's off today. I'm like, what do I do? She's
right.
like, why don't you just call that Amy lady back
right.
and let her know your feelings? And,
yes.
and that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. You have a good wife. I'm so glad.
I'm sorry. I don't like to be this way, but
sorry.
I mean, we got burned and it just, ooh. Yeah.
Liz, she
totally threw me.
The right thing. And I'm sorry. That talking with her threw you for a loop. That was not the intention at all. I do apologize on her behalf. She is usually very sweet and very understanding and very kind. And I'm so sorry if that is it. If you got any type of wrong feeling towards that, we can fix that. That's not a problem. We can have somebody else take care of the LSA account. I can see if you're very comfortable with Celine. You're very comfortable with Ia. I can see if we can just get one of
I'm
them.
I'm comfortable with you.
It.
I'm comfortable
yeah.
with Danny because you don't.
Right.
You guys aren't. She literally, like, threw me for a loop. I mean, I was writing down what she was saying. I'm like, wait a minute. What? When did this change?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how confused she got me. And I'm just like,
okay.
Oh, no. I'm starting to feel like this is another
no. So let's
Andy
go
leads,
by
and I didn't want to do that.
With what you wrote down. Let's go by piece with what you wrote
okay,
down.
Okay, so she said that I have to have one of my clients to even
mm-hmm.
start the account,
mm-hmm.
Put a review in,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not understanding that, you know, I wasn't understanding that. And I told her that and she's like, I'm like, I already have reviews. And she's like,
mm-hmm.
no, you have to have separate reviews.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so.
Let me get into that with you. Let me jump into that with you. Okay, so for certain categories, they have included that, and it's a surprise to me that it's for lawn care, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, if I knew about it, I would have already told you. The only thing I knew it was for roofers, for HVAC, and for electricians. I was not aware that it was also for lawn care. But with
okay.
this, it is, so the Google Guaranteed Reviews, Liz, they're, okay. Let me back up. The reviews that you have on your regular Google listing, okay, some of those can and will carry over. The algorithm is different between the Google Guarantee and the Google Local listing, what you already have with us, okay? So sometimes those reviews will carry over. For Google Guarantee to be as successful as possible, there are certain categories that require a specific review for the Google Guarantee itself. Now, when she asked you for that, did she send you the tiny URL, meaning it's a specific link that you can give to one of your most trusted clients just to leave you a quick review? Did we get that over to you?
No.
Okay.
No. And she didn't explain it like you just explained it.
Okay.
She didn't explain it that way at
all. So her process. Okay, hold on. Let me take a separate note. Hold on just a second, because we always give feedback here. We always give lots and lots of feedback here if something is being communicated or can be communicated in a better way. Okay?
Yeah, because that right there, I understood. That's not how she said it. I can't tell you word for word how she said it because I didn't write down every word, but she didn't say it the way you just said it. She totally confused me.
Okay.
She made me feel that the reviews that we already have don't matter at all.
Or aren't good enough. I understand. And that's not the case. So what happens is obviously you understand the importance of having as many reviews as possible in every area because that's only going to support the listing and the programming. And we are huge supporters on that. But the thing with Google Guarantee is, remember, that program comes directly from Google. It's not the local map programming. It's not the ads. It is directly from Google. So we have a specific set of guidelines. If Daniel knew that it was a need within the lawn care category, he would have explained it to you. He and I are two peas in a pod here. We're like, we explain everything.
Well, and that's why I feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
That's why I feel more comfortable talking to you, too, because you didn't beat around the bush. You told me. You're saying you didn't know, and I feel better knowing that. But she didn't explain it that way at all.
Okay.
She basically made it seem like, you know, everything my customers are, because my customers are going to ask why they have to do another review, and I have to be able to give them a reasoning on why they're doing it. And if I can explain it the way you just did and ways for them to understand, then it'll be easier for them to take time out during their day. Okay, yeah, we can give you another review so it helps do that. But she didn't explain it that way, and she didn't tell me it that way. Mm-hmm. She basically made me feel that what they had already did was not
good enough. Okay, I'm notating that here.
And like I said, I'm not trying to be an ass, and I'm not trying to... I just, she, like, her way of saying stuff just, I didn't understand.
Right.
And I'm going to be flat out honest.
No worries.
And it threw me.
She's not a salesperson, and so she may not have the same skills, but she definitely, it has to come up to speed. And we take, like I said, Liz, we welcome all feedback. It's not, you're not being any type of way. You're just saying, hey, listen, this is really hard for me to understand, and I don't understand. Now I'm confused, and I feel nervous, and I feel unsure of my original decision when at first I felt very solid and confident in it. So let's fix that. Let's turn that around. And the other thing that I would suggest to you, once we get that link to you for those specific reviews, is this, that you just let them know, hey, listen, I'm trying to get a specific type of elite status through Google, and it requires a couple of special reviews. You know, and because you're one of my most trusted clients, I'm coming to you first because I know that, you know, you're always happy and we have a good relationship. Things like that's how I would word it if it was me needing those reviews.
That's kind of how I was going to word it. So
yeah. Like I'm going for something super special through Google and I want this elite status next to my name. And in order to do that, I need your help. Kind of like that, you know?
Yeah. But she didn't say it like that, and another thing that really irritated me is the fact she didn't even know I had already filled everything out. That was something that really bugged me.
Okay.
And then she asked me what you guys had already explained to me was part of the other conversation that she had with me, and I explained what you guys explained to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, okay, so then you understand. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
and then she's like, okay, well, then we'll talk Monday. And I'm like, okay, we'll talk Monday. That's when I was thrown for a loop, and that's why I, like I said, I talked to my wife, and my wife's like, you need to call Amy or Danny. I said, well, I know Danny's sick, so I'll call Amy.
Yeah.
And
he's getting better, though.
It really threw me, and I'm not trying.
No, I'm not taking it any type of way at all, Liz, by any means. Are you there?
I mean, she didn't explain it the way you just did, and that, yeah, I'm already turned off by her already, and that's not a good way to start a relationship, so.
No. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to meet with, I'm going to take this information. Did you have any other concerns?
No, that was it. That's what I didn't understand. And, I mean, all she did was, okay, so they told you ever how it goes. And she basically really didn't explain anything else other than, okay, so you get it. And then made me feel like, you know, what my customers have already done is worthless. And I'm just like, that's why I was like, you know, maybe I need to rethink this. I've got enough with having to deal with everything and trying to build a business, let alone to have someone come in and then confuse the hell out of me and I have to do extra work.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm like frustrated from this.
Well, take a deep breath. I'm here to help. What I'm going to do is I'm going to contact the supervisor in that area, and I'm going to see exactly what the process is to get you that specific link. And then I am also going to see what we can do about getting somebody else to supervise the account on this particular portion. And then I'm going to call you back in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I promise you that I will.
If I don't answer, I'll call you back. I mean, I have other things I'm doing. I'm not trying to, you know, ignore anybody, but...
I understand.
Yeah.
And I could, what I'll even do is I will also put it into an email and I'll leave you a detailed voice message explaining what that next step is or what exactly it is else what the solution is to this particular situation and addressing your concerns. And then what time did you guys schedule to speak on Monday?
I don't even know what time she said. She just said we would speak on Monday.
Okay.
I don't even think she gave me a time. No, there's no time. I didn't write down a time. So that was another thing that threw me for a loop because, I mean, I do have other things going on Monday.
Okay.
You know.
Got it?
Yeah.
They're all very valid concerns.
Again, I do apologize for this. I'm not trying to be.
Don't apologize. This is exactly why we're here, and this is exactly why we make the callbacks and we build the relationships, and we're here to help you. It's no problem at all.
Okay.
All right. Do you feel a little bit better now?
Yeah, because you explained it to where I understood. I felt like I was, you know, I felt like I had made a mistake. I'm being honest about that. I was ready to pull the plug, so.
Well, you did
make
a mistake. I do believe that you're going to love the program. I'm sorry that the process was hard on you, and I'm sorry that the way that her demeanor and the way that she expressed and shared things with you wasn't one that was conducive or easy to understand, and we're definitely going to rectify it, not just for you, but for future clients. So by you letting us know, then we're able to listen to that phone call, we're able to critique it, and we're able to say, okay, instead of saying this, maybe switch it to this. Instead of saying that, maybe switch it to this. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to be able to, you're helping us to help other people in addition to yourself. We can't fix something for you if we don't know what's wrong. So I really
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Okay. It was great talking with you, Liz, and hopefully we'll get to talk with you in a little bit. If not, I will detail it into an email, and you will get a voicemail from me, okay?
Sweet. Thank you so much, Miss Amy.
You're so welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye.